cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Are we excited about the weekend? You've waited all week for this. Why is my buddy's microphone not on?
Uh-oh.
There. What, you thought I was going to lose my temper?
No. I just thought that I'd have to find another microphone.
No, it's working.
Testing 1, 2.
No, it seems to be fine. That was a very masculine sound you just made.
I have skills.
Morning, Ben.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Pashida. Good morning, everybody. What's happening?
Happy birthday to you.
You know, if you sing to me, everything will be better.
In only the worst possible voice in the world.
No, it's not the worst. Ben's is worse.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, thanks. I came up the stairs in my Zimmer frame. I had about 3 prostate doctors probing my asshole. I had someone try to color the gray out of my hair, and I was grumpy, and I was swearing at children and telling them to get off the lawn the whole time.
So what does 405 feel like?
Very nice. Very nice.
Plans for the weekend?
Oh, just, you know, try to stay alive.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm pretending I hate my birthday just so that other people won't notice, and if they do, then they'll be quiet about it because I don't want too much attention for it.
Okay.
I don't know. You just like there isn't when you're a kid. You're excited about your birthday because you're gonna get presents. Now, when you're an adult, you don't get presents. Not like you did when you were a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
People buy you gag gifts and stuff. But when you're a kid, you really want that action figure or that toy car or whatever. It means something. Like, I most gifts I get these days, and you got to be careful because this is very insulting to people, but most of the gifts I get these days are such shit. You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pretend you're really happy to get this gift. And
well, you'd have to pretend with us, Gareth.
No, I won't pretend with you guys. But I've got to the point where I'm actually saying to people these days, oh, that's nice. I'm going to recycle that one. You know what I mean. It's just enough. And I'm not caught up in the whole idea of, oh, wow, it's your birthday. Let's celebrate. Because it was my mother's. She did the work.
What?
She gave birth to me. What did I do?
Yeah, but you stayed here, though. This is the thing.
What, I've managed to make it to the ripe old age.
As you get older, I've come to realize that birth is actually an achievement. It's like, oh my gosh, the world is so shit, you're still here. Well done. Like, I'm 35 this year. That is a bloody achievement. That's halfway to 70. I'm happy for myself.
I suppose that's true, yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah!
So, happy birthday. There's your gift.
Oh, thank you, Ben. All right, let's see what shitty gift Ben got me here.
Oh, no.
Well, read the card.
No, first. First I'm going to shit all over this gift. All right, just hang on a second.
Oh,
you remember that fucking 1,000 Reasons to Love Golf?
We had the author in here.
Please tell me this is the one that you kept that we had in the studio. Because if you went and bought this...
Ben got confused.
What a terrible gift.
He thought he was buying himself a birthday gift.
Oh. And by the way, I'm not 40 years old, Ben. But it is happy birthday from Ben, Daniela, and Miazis. Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right, what do we got here? A kush tea. What is, is this something you hang in your car? For the smell?
I was thinking it was something else with a name like kush tea.
With Del Boy. No.
From Only Fools and Horses, a show which I've told you 100 times I've never watched.
Well, now you
all right,
have
so
to
there's
watch
another
it.
Crap thing. From There's a toilet seat cover.
Oh!
A pack of 10.
I know, you're welcome. That's useful.
That is useful.
Okay, that's useful. Thank you.
You often complain about what happens in our bathrooms here.
This may be the best of all the gifts. Mellows, mice.
Yeah, that was from Miazis.
Okay, that's very nice of Miazis. Oh, do I have to give one back to Miazis?
Nah.
That's very cute.
She doesn't like you or know about you.
And there's a sucker, a lollipop.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. Thank you, Ben. How kind.
You're welcome.
Ben is very good with gifts. All right. That golf book you can shove up your ass.
Was that? Otherwise, did you re-gift it, Ben? Obviously.
Well, no, buddy, I didn't.
Well, we had the guy in here. Remember, he's a very nice guy, Nick Herbert. But I mean, I don't care about golf at all. Ben knows that. That's why he gave that to me. He's so malicious.
You share your birthday with Macaulay Culkin, and if Mother Teresa was still alive, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
That means you're special, Gareth, because like, I share my birthday with like mega celebrities, my upstairs as well, but your birthday is so basic. Only Macaulay Culkin.
It's the only celebrity that they could find that has a birthday like me. My aunt Astrid is on the line here. I love talking to Astrid, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
Oh, it's a different Happy Astrid. I thought it was my aunt. Hello, how are you?
What it's different Astrid. Aunt? Oh, come on now, really?
I don't know. There's an Astrid who I thought it was her because she never misses my birthday. All right. Well, thank you, Astrid. Thanks for drawing attention to that.
Thank you. Can I just show you a little something?
What?
Can I just play you a little something?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, hold on. I hope this is right now.
She sounds mentally ill.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's very sweet. All right, thank you. I mean, you know what? That did make me smile.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you, honey.
I aim to please.
All right,
have a good weekend and a wonderful birthday.
You have a happy day, too.
I will, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I'm also getting worse at, like, taking compliments and things.
Oh, listen, you've got to just force yourself to say just two words. Thank you.
Yeah.
And in the extreme cases, thank you very much. That's all you'll need to say, Gareth. Because as soon as you start...
Extreme cases.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Or if you don't mean it, just say that's very thoughtful of you.
People are so sick.
All right, let's not talk about me. We've got news to get into. So let's move swiftly along. Mabale Moloi is here to help us understand what the hell's happening in the world. All right, here she is.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Okay, so while you and I were having probably another mediocre day in the office yesterday, former SARS officials Ivan Pillay and Johan van Lochenberg...
Oh, they had to have like a four-hour-long meeting with those idiots from the Hawks.
That's exactly what happened yesterday, Gareth. Their attorney has made it clear, though, that his clients are not facing any charges at this stage, merely allegations.
So why did they even need to take time out of their day to go and sit with these idiots? And I say idiots because their charges, supposedly in inverted commas, are not even charges. Certainly not the ones that they've leveled against Praveen. Exactly.
Yeah, I saw a funny tweet by Chester Missing yesterday. To paraphrase, he said, these guys get called into the Hawks. They ask, what did they do wrong? And then the Hawks respond, we're not sure. That's why we want you to come in and tell us what you did wrong. I mean, he was trying to make a joke out of just the silliness of the whole situation.
Isn't it terrible?
It's completely embarrassing. So
this is meant to be the most important part of our, the most powerful part of our law enforcement. You know, the Hawks, if the Hawks come after you, you've really been bad. That's like the white collar criminals, the fraudsters, the people who are embezzling money from the government, those guys, that's who you go after with the Hawks.
Yeah, the pair were interviewed by detectives for 2 hours each at the Hawks offices in Pretoria yesterday. The investigation, of course, relates to the now disbanded covert unit within SARS, which the Hawks claim was established and operated unlawfully. Now, Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan was also meant to present himself yesterday, but he basically gave the Hawks a big middle finger by saying that he wouldn't be presenting himself to them, and that was on his legal representation's advice. Also in attendance was advocate George Bizos. Now, he joined several civil society organizations who were protesting outside the Hawks offices in Pretoria. Bizos said that the SARS...
poor old Joe. This guy, just give him a break. He was like Mandela's lawyer. Do you know how old he is?
Goodness. He's been through a lot in his lifetime.
Poor old George.
So George was there yesterday basically saying that the SARS investigation is deeply worrying. He said that they're concerned about the future of justice and law in South Africa. And it's understood that the docket will now be sent to prosecution's boss, Sean Abrams, who will decide whether or not to charge the suspects.
Oh, with what?
I don't know.
This is it. They have nothing to charge them with.
There are so many people who have spoken out about just how wrong this entire move by the Hawks has been. I think it was Matthews Posser yesterday who also criticized this entire thing, saying, you know, it's very suspicious behavior, first of all.
Even Cyril, who we can't get a word out of these days, even Cyril at Stofile's funeral said, well, you know, the government can't wage war on itself. Speak plainly, man. Everybody wants just, will one of you please stand up and be a leader? One person. By the way, we got the presidency joining us after 7 this morning. They will give their side of the story. It's only fair. It's only right.
Okay.
And, you know, in the absence of information, people are going to make things up. And the presidency has been very quiet over the last couple of days. We know that. I'm going to speak to Bongani Nkolunga, who's the president's spokesperson. We're going to get him on after 7 this morning.
Well, it will be good to hear from them, Gareth, because what they did say earlier yesterday was that claims of a dispute between the president and the finance minister are completely false. The presidency also said that the president actually wants the finance minister to stay in his job. So it's going to be fantastic to hear from them this morning.
Well, we'll see, because the president's apparently planning a cabinet reshuffle. So we'll see whether his word is any good by the time he does that cabinet reshuffle. Otherwise, we don't know who to believe anymore. Right?
Yeah, it's very difficult. Okay. And then what also happened yesterday, Gareth, is that the Reverend Makhinkesi Stofile was laid to rest yesterday, or that there was a funeral service yesterday that took place at Fort Hare University. He died in his home in Alice last week, Monday, after a long battle with diabetes and pancreatic cancer. Stofile was a former Eastern Cape Premier, and he also served as South Africa's ambassador to Germany. But what quickly happened yesterday is that I suppose the funeral service was used as an opportunity by some to, you know, take the time to vocalize their specific feelings with regards to the president, who, by the way, did not attend because he is currently in Kenya. But have a listen to the former Foreign Affairs Director General Sipopi Tiana. He basically was praised all over Twitter yesterday for what people said. They said that he basically tore into President Zuma at the funeral service. So have a listen to some of what he had to say.
So we must ask a question. Do we have leaders of a revolution, or do we have full-time thieves and looters?
Yeah.
For there can be no doubt today that the balance of forces in the movement has changed. It has changed in favor of the forces of corruption. Sigutyungelwe ngamasela nabarhwaphilizi. Our movement is captured, and consequently the state is captured. Our revolutionary project is under threat.
When he began his speech, which went on for about half an hour, I think, more or less, he began by saying that he was disappointed that the president was not in attendance, because he really would have liked for the president to be there to hear his words. He said a whole bunch of stuff yesterday, Gareth. He said that the ANC is now a movement in denial. He said that the setbacks that the ANC has experienced are all completely self-inflicted. He made reference to the Marikana massacre. He said that the ANC claims to be a party that is against corruption, yet at every moment we're seen to be falling over each other to steal from the poor. These are now his words. So he wasn't holding back yesterday at all. And then the deputy president delivered the eulogy, because as I mentioned, the president is in Kenya.
Well,
but basically, Stofile. Pitiana was basically the one who was heralded yesterday.
He was ripping the Prez one. But the president's being assailed from all sides at the moment. And that's why I'm also excited to have the presidency on a little bit later on to tell us what they think, what's really going on. Hear it from them. So they're in Kenya, as you said. We'll speak to them on the phone. What else is going on?
There is a Nigerian man who has been charged for provoking people and breach of peace. And this is all because he decided that he was going to name his dog after President Muhammadu Buhari.
But didn't someone also name a dog Mugabe and got locked up in jail?
I don't know, Gareth.
Yeah, there was a headline yesterday. I meant to send this to you. Let me just see if I can't find it right now, because this is something I read just yesterday.
As a result, this Nigerian man has found himself on the wrong side of the law. He bought a dog. He named it Buhari, wrote Buhari on both sides of the dog, and paraded it in front of people for all to see. So clearly, you know, he was also making some kind of statement by doing this. And so he was arrested after a citizen from the north reported him to police, but was later released by a court on bail until his trial begins. Yeah. Nigeria is in the middle of its worst economic crisis in decades as a slump in oil prices boosts unemployment, and tensions sometimes erupt between northerners who are Muslims and people from the predominantly Christian south. Buhari, the president, is a Muslim from the north, as is this man who decided
How is it illegal to name the dog after the president? And then, what, the president's ego is so brittle that if you write his name on the dog and you send the dog into the town square, like, that's an insult to him?
I mean...
Why not put on one of those big penis costumes that they always have at Sexpo every year and rather go in with that, with the name written on it? That's insulting. You know? And even then, deal with it. What are you, a child? You need to be protected from someone making fun of you? Where? Someone making fun of me? Yes, stop being a child. You know? People are so weird. All right, the Mugabe story is that there was actually a guy in Harare, he's also called his dog, Robert Mugabe.
What happened to that guy?
He's been locked in jail.
Is he still in jail?
Well, we haven't heard from him. He's in jail, and poor Robert Mugabe, the dog, has no one to feed him.
Oh, right, because, you know, it gets confusing when you've got two Robert Mugabes now.
Yeah, so I totally understand that. Okay, anything else you want to throw in before we go to Ben?
No, we can go to Ben, Gareth. It's 6:30.
Let's find out from Ben what's happening in the world of sport. CliffCentral.com on a Friday morning. Ben, take it away.
Well, Gareth, it's Friday, and that means that we have the weekend right here. Wow, 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 we are. So, what are you going to look forward to? Well, there is a whole bunch of football and rugby and cricket. But first, let's start with football, because the Champions League draw took place last night in a lavish event where everyone looked very pretty and rich and orange. Well, Group A, we see PSG and Arsenal. They're the two big teams there, FC Basel and Ludogorets. So, Group B, we see Benfica and Napoli. They're the big draw cards there with Dynamo Kiev and Besiktas.
Oh,
yeah, Besiktas is in the Champions League. Group C, Barcelona and Man City. So, Man City they're into the Champions League now because they qualified via the back door. And Pep Guardiola, well, work cut out for him straight away. He'll also have Borussia Munchen glad to be back. And Celtic. Celtic are a Scottish team, so you might see some gingers in the Champions League finally. Group D, that's Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid. So this is a very strong group, this one. PSV Eindhoven and FC Rostov. Group E, CSK Moscow, Bayer Leverkusen, Spurs, first time in the Champions League for them. Wow, that's a big deal. And Monaco. Then to Group F, we got Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, Sporting FC, and Legia Warsaw. So nice, easy group there for Real Madrid, the defending champs. And then Group G, Leicester get a pretty good draw because they've only got FC Porto, Club Bruges, and FC Copenhagen. I say only, I mean, they could have had a much tougher group. So good for Leicester. This is their first time, of course, as English champions. And then Group H, Juventus, Sevilla. Now, Sevilla, basically, they don't really go too far in this because they like winning the UEFA Cup thing, whatever it's called, the Spurs League. So they're in that one with Group H. And then Olympic Lyon and Dinamo Zagreb.
All right.
That is your draw for the Champions League. Another cup competition is the MTN 8 this weekend. So there'll be no PSL action locally, but MTN 8 tonight we have Cape Town City. Now they are a new team. They're into the PSL. They had a win this week and their first time out in the big time. But now it gets even bigger because they take on Kaizer Chiefs at 8 o'clock. And with Kaizer Chiefs battling to score goals in the last sort of, I don't know, 2 years, they'll fancy the chances there. Saturday sees Platinum Stars versus Chippa United. Wits versus Pirates is the big one there. That game's 8:15. The Platinum Stars Chippa United ones at 3. And then Sunday we'll have a big Pretoria Swane derby.
Okay.
Sundowns versus SuperSport United. They'll be at 3 o'clock, all MTN 8. This is the first up club competition for this new season. In rugby, SL play Argentina. That kickoff will be at 9:40 tomorrow night. So it's a nice time to get lekker gesape, have a good braai, and then you ease into this one where you'll shout abuse to the TV. Because that's what being a Springbok fan is all about, really. Yeah, look for the box to try squeeze a tight one here. Although Argentina are looking better and better every time to win a game at home against the Springboks finally. They have beaten the Springboks here in Durban. They thrashed them last year. But not so at home just yet. This game is going to be tougher than a goat's knee, I'll tell you that much. New Zealand versus Australia, they'll be at 9:35 tomorrow morning. In the Curry Cup, now I hear you say Curry Cup, who cares? But the Curry Cup's actually a really big deal. Now we go on about the fact that, you know, the future's not looking so bright for SA Rugby, all our players are going overseas, blah, blah, blah. But you got to realise that the Curry Cup is still such an important tournament because we need that middle tier of player coming through. We all know the superstars who play Super Rugby and the Springboks. But there's so many other players that need to really become hard and teams that really need to kind of galvanize with what they have. Now, the Lions use the Curry Cup to become a really, really great side, right? So we can't just write off this Curry Cup. It's still a massive part of SA Rugby.
Right.
So I suggest, as a fan, we need to get part of this as well. So it's one thing to sit back and moan about shit, but that's all we ever do is moan, and it gets us nowhere. So tonight, you'll be watching. You bloody well be watching. Lions versus Borland at 5 o'clock. Pumas versus Griquas at 7:10. And then Saturday, EP versus Western Province at 4 o'clock. And the Sharks versus the Bulls at 10 past 6. These are all key matches. So diarise them, sit down, and enjoy some SA Rugby. Sibela Snatla has joined, re-signed for the Western Province for 3 years. An interesting part about this guy is that when is he going to be involved in the box setup? We all know that Brian Aban is long in the tooth. And we need some dynamic X-Factor players, as they like to call it in the press. Sibela Snatla, he is such a guy. Today, just after 7, don't miss out, Gavin Rich is coming to the studio. He's got a great new book out. It's called The Springbok Coaches, a fantastic read. And we'll be asking him all kinds of probing and difficult questions around SA Rugby. So today is a good day to listen to us for rugby.
Cool.
In other football news, this weekend we have the English Premier League. That's the biggest league that everyone thinks about. So much money, so much drama, so many great stories. Spurs versus Liverpool, first game up tomorrow, 1:30. Watford versus Arsenal. Arsenal's are in a pile of poo right now. They have to get points against Watford, and even then, people will slow one finger out. Watford versus Arsenal, 4 o'clock tomorrow. The rest of the game is 4 o'clock. Southampton versus Sunderland, Leicester versus Swansea, Everton versus Stoke, Crystal Palace versus Bournemouth, and Chelsea versus Burnley. And then at 6:30, Hull City versus Man United. Man United, the resurgent team with star-studded players. Sunday we'll see West Brom versus Middlesbrough at 2:30. And Man City versus West Ham at 5. Cricket, of course, tomorrow. So one of the things you've got to do this weekend, you've got to watch Curry Cup, and you've got to go to Centurion if you're in the area. Go support our Proteas. They've had a tough time of things of late, and Centurion's a great ground to go to. So that's from tomorrow. In golf news, though, wow, one of the saddest moments in sport yesterday. Tom Lewis, okay? Now, you have no idea who Tom Lewis is.
No. Mm-mm. Fill us in.
Don't worry, no one does. Tom Lewis has made about 40,000 euros this whole season, okay? Which in golfing terms is basically, you might as well consider getting a new job.
Shame.
But this guy was so talented. He broke onto the scene in his third ever professional tournament. He won the Portugal Open. Solid, solid player. Swings the club bloody well, but just can't get it around. Yesterday, after 13 holes, he was 12 under par. It's absolutely incredible, right? He was making birdies and eagles. He had two pars in 13 holes. The rest were just birdies and an eagle.
Yeah.
Suddenly, all the TV cameras were on him. Everybody was watching. Everyone's going, well, there's never been a 59 on the European Tour.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Last 5 holes, 3 bogeys.
Mm.
Not only did he not break 60.
Cursed.
Not only did he not break 60, he didn't even get to have the lead outright. So he's in a three-way tie. It was the saddest 62 in golfing history. Now, if you play golf, come anywhere near golf, 62 is like a once-in-a-lifetime score. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's just...
But people were expecting even less.
But this guy, he left that 18th green yesterday. It was his ninth. Looking forlorn, like someone kicked him in the nuts. Somebody yesterday was talking about hitting boys in the nuts.
Yep.
It was like she hit him in the nuts. His face was just, it was so sad to see. So he'll no doubt capitulate even further from now because that was so heartbreaking.
What's his name?
Tom Lewis.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom Lewis, English guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so he's in a three-way tie in the Maiden Denmark golf tournament. It's really cool, actually. It's in the middle of nowhere in Denmark, but they've got one of the best events of the year. It's really well supported and very exciting little course that. In the Barclays, as Americans call it, it is Patrick Reed and Martin Laird. They are the clubhouse leaders after round one there. First event of the FedEx Cup, so that's -5 and -5. That is pretty much all we've got to look forward to, but there's still motorsport for the weekend, Gareth. I know you're very excited about this.
Yeah, I, that's always the highlight for me. It's a real special birthday treat.
Well, according to our F1 consultant, Clint from Naval, he says that Lewis Hamilton has a new engine, which is very exciting, although it does mean he'll now start at the back of the grid because there's funny rules. You know, you've got to basically work out, like, you got to make out like you're not wasting money and stuff in F1. So he's got a new engine, he's got a new turbo, he's no doubt got a new facial hair extension, and no doubt got a WhatsApp from Justin Bieber saying, do it, bro. So that'll be very exciting. It's that in Belgium, okay? Now, yesterday I was watching an old episode of Top Gear where Jeremy Clarkson was reviewing the McLaren P1, and he drove around the F1 circuit that they're going to be at this weekend. It is hugely exciting. The weather's very sort of up and down. But as the track goes, it's really fast and exciting. It's so picturesque. It's in this little forest, these big sweeping hills. If there is one F1 that you like to watch this year,
it's got to be this one.
I know like Monaco is really cool. The Singapore Street Circuit's really cool. And all these other ones. But this one, the track is so great. It's a really exciting race. And Hamilton's 19 points clear. So the chasing pack really needs to do something because this guy's all over it. So we've got cricket, we've got football, we've got lots and lots of rugby. We've got a great weekend of sports. So enjoy and drink responsibly. Unless you're at home. In that case, just do whatever the hell you want.
Right, exactly. Okay, a couple of messages that come in this morning. Jocelyn says, happy birthday. Thank you very much. Carl says, I've got to go and look at some link. I'll go and do that now. Carl JD says, morning, Gareth. I hope it's a cracker of a day. I just wanted to let you know you guys have given me an earworm, the worst earworm for the past 2 weeks. That My Pussy Good, Pussy Sweet song by Lady has been stuck in my head for 2 weeks. Love your show. Can't get enough of it, even though you gave me the worst earworm I've ever had. Have a great Friday. Well, just for you, just to make sure that that thing sticks even more. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy that's right. There we go. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Just for you, JD. That's what we try to do. We try to help everybody. Supernova says, wow, that Pityana speech was something else.
Yeah, that entire speech is available online if you have time to go and listen to all of it. It's really worth it.
Thank you to Temba, to Nikki, Monique, Ashley, Romain, Nick, Lindsay, McGill, Ian, Devesh.
But we went through this. You can't keep doing this every single year. Just say thank you for the wishes. You can't individually thank people.
All right, thank you.
Because you haven't got time at the moment.
Good idea.
It's three days of your life gone.
We don't have time.
There isn't time, Chloe.
That's right. There isn't time. You've got to look at your wrist when you do that, though. It's time
next
for Anthea.
Will be, Eric Theodore Cartman.
Hello, everybody. Now just do it like we rehearsed, hon.
I know. It's time for Anthea.
She worked hard by the money. So hard by the honey. She worked hard by the money. So you better let's see her be. She worked hard by the money.
Hello, Anthea Gardner.
Good morning, Gareth, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Are you sulking about it, or are you okay?
No, let's just,
Yep.
All right, well, tell me about yesterday, because I was excited. Right. The day before, we had a great day on the markets in terms of the shares I had. And then yesterday, it kind of went up and down. At one point, it looked like we were up. Then at the end of the day, it was down, I think, 3% in total for me. But what was your grand scheme yesterday?
Firstly, I'm very impressed that you're watching the market so closely.
Oh, goodness. Was in a time of fluctuation.
Yeah, we definitely have a bit of a reversal of fortune yesterday. The market did close lower. I mean, so the previous days were great, right? But financials, retailers struggled.
Yeah.
Also, resources came under pressure. So really just not great. The Rand, though, that was probably another one of those stories. It strengthened briefly in the afternoon after the presidency's office restated their confidence in Gordon. So it went from 14.16 all the way down to 13.96.
Wow. But, okay.
I know. Not bad, right? But I think, like me, every investment manager and trader went to read the statement to see exactly what was in it. And I just think nobody was convinced about it. So now the Rand is trading back at 14.19. I mean, I can't actually believe that at the beginning of the week, we were trading at 13.31 to the dollar.
Yeah.
It almost seems crazy. Anyway, lots of companies reported yesterday as well. Woolworths, their diluted adjusted headline earnings per share was up about 9%, pretty much in line with what we were expecting. But I think the important thing to point out with this is that consensus had recently been adjusted downward. So that's why they were in line. Gross margins slightly lower. They had some supply disruptions in the David Jones range. Country Road was disappointing. They had some issues there with buying and design. But on a positive note, Woolworths said that they're planning to invest between 75 and 100 million Australian dollars in capital expenditure to introduce fresh and prepared food into the Australian outlets. So very much copying the South African model. And then also good news, their dividend was up by 27%. So I think in total this year, the dividend they're paying is R3.13. So if you're buying the share at, where is it now, 87, 88, somewhere around there. So you're getting a nice 4.5% dividend, which is nice. You know, that's cash in hand. In fact, they didn't give a script option.
Okay.
And then not quite the same story for Sibanye-Stillwater. They also reported yesterday. The share was so volatile. At one stage, it was down 10%.
Jeez.
Headline earnings, yeah, of R1.21, which is ahead of consensus. But I think it was a really solid set of results, honestly. But a couple of issues, and one of them, which is kind of the double-edged sword with the stock, is that because the share price has rallied so hard, they've got this kind of large legacy equity-based payment with Goldfields Management. So when Sibanye-Stillwater was spun out of Goldfields, one of the kind of issues in the contract was they would pay it out once they reach certain targets, you know. And because the share price is so high and because it's equity linked, they had to pay out for this year, it was 1.2 billion rand. So, you know, you can imagine the impact that has. And then Froneman did say he was disappointed by production, but I mean, production was up 5%, but I think he's expecting more. And he said it because it was off a low base, it was higher. He seems quite comfortable that production will be higher next year, which will help lower the unit cost price. So it's a share I'm still happy to own, actually.
Okay.
We'll
cling to that. I'm listening to you very intently now because I've made so many mistakes. Where I don't listen to you, I lose money. It's that simple.
Okay. Or miss out on a 10% rally in some of the shares you sell.
Exactly.
And then we had an interesting anomaly yesterday as well. PPC on Wednesday, after the market closed, they announced the metrics of their capital raise, which we've all been waiting for with bated breath. They're raising 4 billion rand at 4 rand per share, and they're issuing new shares at a ratio of 1.6. So the share was trading closer to about 9 rand per share. And if you just mathematically take those metrics into consideration, it should be a share that trades at 6 rand. But yesterday, PPC actually held up quite well. So you would have thought that the share would just plummet when the market opened yesterday to 6 rand, but actually it didn't. So my theory on this is that because you can't naked sell a share, like you have to borrow it. If you don't own it, you have to borrow it before you sell it. I think I've mentioned this before.
Yep.
I think there wasn't, first of all, enough stock in the market for people to short it. And if you had shorted it and borrowed the stock, there could have been a recall on the stock because of the rights issue. And so basically, nobody could sell it. I mean, that was just, that was how it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, markets do act very illogically sometimes. And that was just one of those days.
Okay.
And then lastly, Italtal. Remember, we've been speaking about them.
Yes.
What,
old man who?
Mr. Macaroni to you. Old man Ravazzati.
That's him.
So the share was up 6% yesterday. They reported earnings per share up 16% on the previous year. Really very good. They made a point of saying that the renovations market grew during the period that they're reporting, while new build segment remained fairly sluggish. And apparently the increase in the number of building plans being passed is not that great. So really just reflecting deterioration in the consumer and sentiment and people just not wanting to build, or not just individuals, but, you know, the big companies don't want to put money into new complexes. The interesting thing about this, ceramic industries contributed 51% more than last year to group revenue, which completely explains why Italtal want to buy out ceramic industries completely. They own a majority of the stock anyway.
Uh-huh.
But the Competition Commission recently blocked that deal because they're obviously trying to avoid monopolistic behavior. And I think Italtal will try or somehow restructure this deal so that it does go through. They didn't give a forward-looking statement in their results, but you can just imagine, right? The economic climate is tough, which probably will help support the lower end of their product range, but probably not the higher Italtal range.
Hmm.
But it is a good stock. You know, if you can get your hands on some, it's really tightly held, hardly trades. But if you can get your hands on some, then I think it'll be worth picking up a few.
Okay. Italtal. Keep an eye out for that. Because it's so tightly held, right? So it's very difficult to find any of these shares lying around.
That's right. Yes. It trades almost by appointment, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then I think everyone's just waiting to see what comes out of Jackson Hole today. And see where the market goes.
Remind us what Jackson Hole is.
It's the central bank's symposium in the US. So all the central bankers meet and discuss what they think they want to do with policy. And this year, they've got an interesting topic. They are basically re-looking policy completely. So they're taking it going kind of from years back and saying, how do we or should we redesign central bank policies? Because of all this quantitative easing that has gone into the market, it hasn't worked. Let's be honest. There's a lot of free cash floating around the market. It hasn't it's worked a little bit for the US, but generally speaking, no. And the concern with free cash is that it creates inflation. But even that hasn't happened. So I think it'll be interesting. And of course, Yellen might take this opportunity to say or change her mind about interest rates in the US. So everybody kind of waiting.
All right. Well, we'll have a report back from you on Monday.
Sure. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. This is Anthea Gardner. A look at the markets. Ben, they've written a song for Harambe, which is called Dicks Out for Harambe.
Yeah, I hear so. It's just gave them
Harambe, of course, the gorilla that was shot at Cincinnati Zoo. And here is the song that they've written for Harambe. You want to hear it?
Mm.
Just for you this morning. Rocky Gold in Baked Alaska.
Damn people on the internet doing the most. My boy Harambe, he went toast. My heart wants to sink, but I think I'll float. Get your balls out from coast to coast. They say heroes don't wear capes, but look at the change he made. He was a bathing ape, I'm in my bathing apes, with my pants down, thinking about my prime mate. Yeah. Most people dream about money. All I ever really wanted was my monkey with my honey. She give me Becky, but I want Donkey Kong Country. Now I got the munchies, this is not funny. When I pull my D out, I'ma make it sunny. Hold your shaft real hard when you sing along, cause I got my dong out for King Kong.
Dicks out for Harambe, you were gone too soon. Dicks out for Harambe, we're missing you. Dicks out for Harambe, you're gone too soon. Dicks out for Harambe.
yeah, do it all day.
All right, everybody, so there we go. There's the Harambe song. Dicks out for Harambe. And then I see the Daily Caller, which is one of those news sites, says that Hillary Clinton is a habitual serial liar. And they've put a video together of all of her lies.
So not only is she crooked, Hillary, she's now also...
And then, of course, we have crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Father.
Yeah, thank you, Donald. Yeah.
Habitual liar.
Habitual serial liar.
Sure.
All right, when we come back in a moment... We're going to speak to Bongani, who's the spokesperson for the president. We'll also get to Gavin Rich, who's written a really interesting book. We've got plenty to do today. And Lindilani Mkhize will be in later on to tell us all about Joyous Celebration and Ignite, which is going to be an amazing show that he's putting together too. So we'll tell you all about that and more. It's all on the way, cliffcentral.com. And when I woke up this morning, you know what song was in my head?
Dicks out for Harambe?
No.
That's in my head now forever.
Yeah, what a great song, huh? No. It was actually P. Diddy, and this came up in The Office yesterday. And a lot of people thought it was strange that I knew all the words. Mubs wasn't surprised. She knows I love this song. Here's P. Diddy, Black Rob, and Mark Curry. Bad boy for life.
Come on. I'm the definition of CliffCentral.com.